Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been a big week in Minnesota weather. We had a little snow around the beginning of the week, and it was cold, and then it got warmer, and the sun came out, and then it was rainy and windy for a while, and then it got warm, and now we're looking at rain again. So we had about three seasons all in 1 week. There was a big wind that came up and blew all these things down Main Street, and among them was a white straw hat. It was a Panama hat that people hadn't seen in years. It was a hat that nobody wears in Lake Wobegon, a very rakish sort of a hat, and they recognized it right away as belonging to Mr. Turnblad. Years and years ago, Mr. Turnblad was one of those dairy farmers you read about in the Midwest from time to time who builds a sailboat in his pole barn. He just had never seen the ocean before, but he had this urge to build a boat, and he was good with his hands, with wood, and so he built a boat, 26-foot-long sailboat, which his wife thought was a crazy idea, but she didn't say anything because she knew it would just egg him on. She assumed he would never finish it, but he did. His friends all scoffed at him, and then he announced he was going to sail it and take it down to the Gulf of Mexico. He got a big, long trailer to put it on. She didn't say much to him, his wife. She just said, don't assume that I'm going to be here when and if you come back. He said, what do you mean by that? She said, you know what I mean. But he'd already gone to the trouble of building it, so he put it on a trailer, and he took it all the way down to Florida, and he put it in the water there in Naples, and he sailed it to San Serif Island with a sailing manual in one hand and the tiller in another. And he hooked it up to a marina there, and he spent 3 months, three winter months, down in San Serif Island, where he met a whole other kind of people than the people he'd known in Lake Wobegon, men who'd been around and seen things, and he hadn't seen much at all. And they taught him how to toss a salad, and they taught him how to play tennis. He lost a lot of weight. He became very tan, and he became devoted to wine, red wine, and to opera, and he loved to sail a boat. Eventually, he came back in April, actually. He came back from Florida. And when he arrived back home, his wife was still there. She had stayed for the grandchildren's sake. She was astonished to see him. He was very talkative, which he never had been before, telling her all about wine and opera and what he saw in the Gulf of Mexico. He was handsome, light on his feet. He was funny. He was the man that she always had hoped she would marry. And here she was, an old farm woman. She was 50 pounds heavier, and her skin was like dry parchment. And he was handsome and beautiful and excited about wine, which he never had been before. She thought about shooting him. She thought about losing some weight herself. But shooting him seemed like a lot easier option. But it just sort of took care of itself the way these things do. He had been away all winter. But when spring came on, he got up on the tractor, and he went out and cultivated, and he planted. And he went to work and got some new feeder calves and started to gain weight again and started to become taciturn again and lose his tan and become disinterested in wine or music. And then he died. You see, he still had work habits, but he'd lost his work skills. So he went out with a manure spreader one afternoon, and it got all clogged up, and he went to fix it without turning it off. And what happened to him, you really don't want to know. And you just don't want to know about this at all, so I'm not even going to tell you. But they buried him in a closed casket that was sealed tight. And they thought about him again this last week when they saw his white Panama hat come blowing through town. And a kid from high school ran after it and snatched it up and picked it up. The birds have come back, the migratory birds, the chimney swifts are back. These are amazing birds that fly great distances. They fly off to Peru in the winter, and then they come back to spend the summer in Minnesota. We are deeply honored by their presence. It gives us a sense of romance and magic. They spend their lives in the air mostly. They bathe up there, and they feed up there, and they court up in the air, way high up in the air. They're the fastest bird around, the chimney swift. If you see one, it's good luck. And if you see two of them courting up there, it's awfully good luck. It's more luck than you may want for yourself. Darlene, the waitress down at the Chatterbox Cafe, has fallen in love again. How many times? We're not sure. We don't keep track. But she's head over heels in love with this new man who's arrived. The man who used to drive the bread truck, run the bread route, retired, and he was replaced by this new guy. His name is Lance, and he just came in last week. He comes on Tuesdays and Fridays, and he big bread truck, and he wheels in on a cart, the hand cart. He wheels in big boxes of loaves of bread and puts them back in the pantry, and then he sits down and he has a cup of coffee, and now Darlene is sitting down with him. She's plucked her eyebrows for him, and she's wearing a flower in her hair, a pale yellow flower, and she's talking about getting her hair cut, and she's talking about losing weight, and she's really intrigued by Lance. She likes the fact that he dresses up, even though he's driving a bread truck. He wears black dress slacks with cuffs and shoes with tassels and a white shirt with a tie, a gray tie with little asterisks on it. And he combs his hair very nicely. She's intrigued by him and by his smell, the lilac vegetal that he wears. And he likes bowling, as she does. And he likes to spend weekends sitting on a couch watching old movies on cable TV. So there are possibilities here. He put the bread into the pantry on Tuesday, and she followed him. And when he was inside, she slipped the latch shut on the door. He waited for a while, and then he knocked on it. And when no one answered, he said, "Hello." And when no one answered, he stuck his finger out the little hole that's right above the knob, feeling around for a lock or something. She was standing right there. She said, "Did you forget the password, Lance?" He said, "I guess so, darling." She said, "It's hotcakes." "Where do I punch that in?" He said, "No, you don't punch it in." She said, "It's a voice recognition system. It's brand new. Just you say hotcakes." "Hotcakes," he said. "No," she said, "you've got to say it louder. Hotcakes. No, say it towards the ceiling. That's where the microphone is. And say it like two words. Hot cakes. Hot cakes." He said it four times. She loved each time he said it. And the fourth time she slipped the latch and he came out. Next week, the password is going to be sugar lips. And the week after that, it's going to be Darlene. Tonight is the prom. It's the junior-senior prom in Lake Wobegon. It's an enormous event, and especially as rain has been forecast for tonight in Lake Wobegon, which puts everything in danger. not for the boys, but for the girls, because hair is crucial at the prom. You've spent hours and hours getting it exactly right, and you get water on it, and suddenly it just all comes down. Your updo becomes a downdo, and when your hair is not right, you just don't feel right. Nothing works if your hair doesn't work. So they've been negotiating with their fathers all day to come with them and to take them down to school and to bring an umbrella and to follow them into school holding a big black umbrella over their heads, all these beautiful young women for whom this is the event. Why don't their dates do it? Because their dates are 17 and 18 years old. You can't trust those kids. They might, just for a joke, pull the umbrella away. Just for a joke, you understand. And let their girl be drenched with water, and suddenly the queen of the night turns into Doris the homeless person. And you have to go home, and it's all over. And there is only one senior class prom. This is the night. Tonight is the night. So the fathers will be following them into school this evening, and not too long, in just a couple of hours. The theme of the prom this year is Nighttime is the Right Time, which some people object to. It seems suggestive to them. And there was a protest, and they wanted to have a different sort of a prom, a more progressive idea of a prom, and change the theme to Do Right Tonight. And everyone who comes to prom would bring used clothing for the homeless shelter. And there would be some dancing, but there would also be a talk about renewable energy. And instead of a supper afterward, instead of supper, you would donate whatever you would have spent on supper to the food shelf, the local food shelf. Well, some people thought this was a good idea. Nobody argued with them. They just let it die a natural death. And eventually it went away, because a little dusty crossroads town like Lake Wobegon needs all of the elegance and the grandeur that it can put its hands on. It needs to have these beautiful young women in the silver pearl dress and the black dress and the baby blue dress and the pale green dress and the orange dress come parading one by one into the school under a big black umbrella held by this old guy slouching along in his sweatshirt and his hair all every which way and his sneakers, age helping youth and beauty into the dance. It needs this. And the old guy goes home and he goes to bed and he listens to the rain pattering on the roof. He falls asleep. And then he wakes up in terror at 1 o'clock in the morning because he remembers that his daughter's date, who met her at the gymnasium door, was wearing a white Panama hat. And we know what that means. He awakens in terror at 2 in the morning, and his wife reaches over and she pats him on the shoulder. It's okay. Go back to sleep, darling. She's all grown up now. She's on her own. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.